Wednesday evening, about 24 Moab residents gave their opinions on what can eventually be done with the uranium tailings and mill site, which is currently owned by the Department of Energy. Russ Von Koch chairs a local oversight committee for the cleanup.
And now we're kind of looking ahead to the future. What could really be next?
One of the questions that comes up is, well, what are you going to do with the site? And there's not been a good answer yet.
Rock Smith, who heads the Moab BLM district, explained that the large site alongside the Colorado River does have some constraints.
There are two floodplains. There's Moab Wash, or locally Bloody Mary Wash. Then there's the Colorado River 100-year floodplain.
Also, the site contains significant wetlands and currently has no municipal water or sewer. Smith said there are also inaccessible places that will be hard to clean up.
There'll be some areas that will have remaining soil contamination. Usually areas that the cost of remediation far outweighs the associated risk reduction.
However, Don Metzler, DOE's project manager, said he plans by 2025 to produce a squeaky clean site free of contamination. After studying maps of the cleanup site, residents wrote down their suggestions, which were summarized by Saxon Sharp, the vice chair of the Tailings Oversight Committee.
There's kind of a green theme going on with all this. Open space was suggested with minimal development. Wind farms, solar panels, all buildings being solar powered. Water feature just for birds and wildlife. Paths for biking, walking, an electric bike station.
The idea being that the site would become a rebuke to the nuclear industry that created the mess and walked away. But some suggestions called for more conventional development.
Recreational high-end resort with a golf course, a large city park, including amphitheater, ballpark, picnic areas, public beach, a botanical garden with names of native plants. Outdoor concert venue was suggested. Also, RV parking could be in the area.
The Moab tailings are being hauled away on the newly refurbished Union Pacific Rail Line, which passes Arches National Park and the cleanup site on its way to the potash mine downriver. It was inevitable that suggestions would include future passenger rail and freight rail terminals.
If you could start up getting passengers on the train from Denver or Salt Lake City, they wanted to put their jeeps on the train and come to Moab.
So Moab still has about 12 years to come up with a plan, the only thing for sure being that things will look a lot different. Also on Wednesday, the DOE confirmed that the opening of a bike trail through the cleanup site has been indefinitely postponed due to heightened security concerns. This is John Kovash reporting from Moab for UPR News.